This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
In the gritty and difficult places of the world, God calls his people to be salt and light to the broken and the needy. That's what the front line is all about. Open your heart and your mind. Today's show is about to begin. All right. And not only about to begin, we have begun. Good morning. This is the Frontline, WCNO FM, 89.9 FM, Christian Radio. And the Frontline is a program that brings the variety of ministries of God's people are involved in. What they're doing, how they got there, and especially what's going on that you can be a part of. And of course, as we talk about the ministries we're involved in, we're also encouraging you to realize that you have a frontline ministry too. Mm-hmm. If you've received Christ, if you're not born again, well, let's get that in place too. You know, you meet Jesus, and it's all wonderful. It all begins anew for us, and it's a brand new life. It's the best life. Amen. Well, I'm probably talk more about that, but I just have to. That's our sponsor, God. You had to do a little advertisement there. We always do, I think. But now, by tradition, and I'm a very big follower of tradition, we have to introduce my co-hosts, starting with the most venerable.
Oh, good.
Ed Skiba. Well, hey, Ed, good morning.
That's his way of saying, oh, thank you. Another beautiful South Florida morning. You know, David,
bring your mic up there a little bit. We can barely hear
you. I want to congratulate you. You are probably the most biblically faithful person I know, because every time I come here, I find a hot cup of coffee, and the Bible says, Hebrews. So you've done a wonderful job on that. You know, somebody sent me a text right before we came on the air, and I'd like to read it and share it. It said, God is still writing your story. Mm. Quit trying to steal the pen. Trust the author.
I love it. Isn't that
That's sort beautiful,
of
a, Ed.
One of the things we were talking about before we went on air, you know, is that let God do this, because I'm really not capable.
Amen.
And Ann Limhoko.
Good morning,
good to
everyone. See you. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it.
Amen.
And I'm just a high because of what happened with the elections and how the Lord and the church is waking up. So we were talking about that with our guests. Yep. I'm excited to engage with them.
I am too, and I appreciate you bringing that up. You know, what we're going to be saying over the air here at WCNO, and you're going to hear it from a lot of different sources, is, you know, we're celebrating the election. I hope most of you are, because I believe God's hand is in it as a part of the larger picture of what the Holy Spirit is doing in America and in the world. So we need to keep praying for, we'll lift up Donald Trump and his administration and all the other people who are going to be working in the government, House and Senate, at every level, federal, state, county, and local, every level of government in America. Lift them up. If they don't know the Lord, pray that they will come to meet him. If they do, pray that they'll be enabled to be courageous in their faith with their colleagues, especially.
Yeah.
And things have only just begun to change. We can't stop, you know, we can't rest on the Trump laurels, you know, and say, oh, he's won, and we can stop praying, we can be so happy. Be happy and all that, but let's be at a beginning.
Yes.
This
Amen.
Is just the beginning. The Amen. Spirit of God is going to lead us, continue to lead us, in what to pray and what to do, because the church has to be active in what's going on in
Absolutely.
America and the world. However God has intended for you, with your anointings, your giftings, respond.
When you finish, can I interject something there?
I'll never finish, Ed, so go ahead.
Well, that's a good point. That's why I interrupted. There are many of you out there, maybe not many, but there are some of you out there whose perspective was just the opposite of what has come out to be, that you were more for the other side of the other party. And I understand that. And understand that we, as your brothers and sisters in Christ, have got your back.
Yeah.
Nothing's going to happen There are so many naysayers out there that are saying the whole world's going to come apart. And things, nothing like that is going to happen. We've got your back. God's got your back, more importantly.
Yes.
And he allowed this to happen, so there's a reason for it. So be encouraged by that. Don't be down and in the dumps and get into that, oh, woe is me line of thought, which has seemed to be pervading part of our country. Yeah. But understand that God is still writing our story, as
yes.
I just read a minute ago.
Yeah.
We don't need to steal the pen. We need to let him have things unfold the way he chooses. But we're on your side, too. We're all on your side. We're all together. We're one family in Christ.
Amen.
Yeah, I think I just want to discern. Obviously, we don't agree with that other side that lost. But we are on their side, meaning that we are a body of Christ.
Amen.
And we love you and are praying for you. You know what I mean? There's a lot of fear that
Absolutely.
Has been instilled in people who have not been happy with the election. And that's
it.
That's not good.
Yeah. But they have their right to their perspective
and
opinion.
Mm-hmm.
And we defend that right. We don't necessarily
agree.
Oh, I see
what you're saying. Absolutely.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, we're all in this together, and it's just unfortunate
Amen.
That
exactly.
there has been there's been a demonic influence in the attitudes of this nation when it comes to the division that we have been feeling and the fears that have been instilled
I know.
From the other side because of the division. Yeah. But God is about healing.
The scripture is very clear. A house divided against itself cannot
stand. Amen. Yeah.
We need to stand, especially in these difficult times.
Absolutely, Amen. Ed. Absolutely.
Well, speaking of which, and the reason why we have two lovely ladies with us today who are incredible Christians in their own right, and I say that you would never pursue that kind of praise, but I think it's important to point out when God's people are doing the right thing for God and they're doing it in the power of the Spirit. We have Carol Scott with us and Kathy Gademke, and they are they're both involved with the GLOW International, and we're going to start off with that. But the focal point of today's broadcast is to bring you into a deeper understanding of a movement called Tent America, which has, we'll find out, I'll ask later on how many years it's been going on. It's been going on for a while. Very powerful, I want to use the word evangelical because that certainly applies, but I think there's other words that also define Tent America. And we're going to be talking about that in great part because there's an upcoming event where Tent America is going to have something we can all participate in locally.
Amen.
Carol is the another president. We've been talking about presidents today.
I'm the area president.
Area president for a GLOW International. Mm-hmm. Specifically, as I read it from your business card, the Southeast North Florida area president.
Right.
Which is very specific. I like that.
Yes, it is. I'm from Vero Beach all the way to Boca.
Oh, my. That's a
Big
that's
area.
A good chunk of land in Florida.
It is. My little car has been running up and down the coast. And so been having a lot of fun, a lot of exciting things happening. We've got three lighthouses now operating. The first Saturday of the month, we have Port St. Lucie. The second Saturday of the month, we have Stuart Aglow right here in town. And the fourth Saturday of the month, we have Boynton Beach.
Wonderful.
So, yes, we are moving along. And we also have a prayer group that meets every Monday morning in Vero Beach. So,
now, GLOW is really, by its name, all over the world, GLOW International.
Yes.
What is the primary mission of GLOW, though? Tell us about that.
Well, let me read from Romans 12, 11 and 12, and then you'll find out how it started with four women around the kitchen table. And they had just been experiencing the baptism of the Holy Spirit, speaking in other tongues, and they wanted to share that with other women. This happened 57 years ago, can you believe?
Whoa.
And started in Washington State. We're now in 170 nations all over the world. Only God can do that. Mm-hmm. And only God could keep us, you know, being a part and growing and growing. It just had to be the Lord. Amen. And so let me just read this where we get our name from, Romans 12:11. Never lag in zeal. Those women had zeal and an earnest endeavor. Be aglow and burning with the Spirit, serving the Lord. And verse 12, I love this. Rejoice and exalt in hope. Be steadfast and patient in suffering and tribulation. And what? Be constant in prayer. Mm-hmm. We started out with a zeal of the Lord, baptized in the Holy Spirit, speaking in tongues, having that precious relationship with Jesus. And now, even though we've gone through suffering, our people have gone through tribulation. Yes, we have. But we learned to be constant in prayer, that God has the answer. And so it's exciting. We do a lot of prayer. We have once a month, we have what we call prayer and fast. We get on a Zoom call, and we pray every month. And so we don't trust what we think. We want to hear what the Lord thinks.
Amen. 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 That's the bottom line. And, excuse me, so, and many people might be listening, and they've been in the body of Christ for a while, and so they remember it as Women's Aglow.
Yes.
And so that was how the name of the organization got started, but it's now expanded to men and women.
Yes, it has. In the 1990s, of course, there were a lot of husbands that came to our meetings, and so it just was natural. And of course, one of our mandates is for women and men to be used for the Lord.
Amen.
And
amen.
So at that point, it became Aglow International.
Amen. Were you at one time affiliated with the Full Gospel Businessmen?
We never were we never were affiliated, but a lot of us, I mean, my husband was in Full Gospel Businessmen, and we went to all the meetings. We loved the meetings, of course.
Right.
Yeah. God was moving in a big way. So many healings, deliverance, you know, salvations. Praise the Lord. But as Full Gospel was meeting and the men were really moving out, what about the women and their ministry? So Women's Aglow came up because women in a lot of places, women weren't allowed to minister. They weren't allowed to preach or teach, you know. They were just Sunday school teachers. That's about all. So anyway, as Aglow has progressed, we've been called Esthers. And that Esther turned the heart of the king.
Yes.
Amen.
And so that's what we believe, and that's what we're seeing in that we can be used by the Lord, and that He can use us to bring about great movements. And that's where we are right now. Right. In fact, just got back from Dallas, Fort Worth, where we had our conference there for 5 days. And it's a new day. That was our theme, a new day. And just like this morning, this is the day that the Lord hath made.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
And that's what I woke up with. And we will rejoice in it because God's got a plan and He's got a purpose.
Yes.
And He lives inside of me. Mm-hmm. So it's an exciting day. And so Kathy can talk about our joining with Ten America.
Tell you what, let's take a little break before we do that, and we come back, we'll get to Kathy, and you can talk about, get the conversation going about Ten America.
Hi,
Hi, this is Karen Hubbard, inviting you to join me every Friday at 11 a.m. for Hidden Places, where you'll hear exciting testimonies, amazing stories, and casual conversations with believers just like you, here on WCNO 89.9 FM.
I'm Mindy Molina, Investment Advisor Rep, Licensed Insurance Agent, and Fiduciary. From protecting your investments to not overpaying in taxes, financial concerns make up a long list of topics, and I can't wait to cover them all. I'll have expert guests, including CPAs and estate attorneys, and bring you insight you can benefit from. Listen in to the Mindy Molina Show every Wednesday afternoon from 4 to 5 p.m. right here on WCNO 89.9 FM.
Welcome back to the front line here on WCNO 89.9 FM Christian Radio. And we have with us today Carol Scott and Kathy Gademke. And they're both involved with Aglow International. And we've been hearing a little bit about what Aglow is all about. But I'm going to shift to Kathy to tell us about, number one, Tent America. What is its mission? And then let's talk about the event that's going to be happening soon.
Okay, well, Tent America has been around since, I think, 2017, thereabouts. Mm-hmm. It was started by a fellow by the name of David Bradshaw up in Virginia. He was at a ministry called Awaken the Dawn. Oh. And he has these crazy storylines, these weird things happen to him, like God tells him something and stuff happens, and like God said to him something about how tents were a silver bullet for reaching the nation. And the next day, somebody walked up to him in an airport and handed him a silver bullet and said, God wanted me to give you this. Wow. So he has things like that happen all the time.
That's awesome.
Like, you know, he's talking to Lou Engle, and Lou Engle says, you need to contact this guy. He goes to the airport, and there, standing in line in front of him, is this guy.
Wow.
You know, things like that always happen to him. So God told him to start up this event where, I think it was 2017, to have all, you know, all over the country. I'm trying to think how it went. I don't remember. I think the first year they had like one big tent in one place, and you know, everybody came and they did like 50 hours of worship, continual day and night. Mm. And then the next year they were in all 50 state capitals. So that was 2018. And then in 2019, that's where my friends and I jumped in. They decided to open it up to anyone, anywhere, but all on the same day, 50 hours. They had over 400 tents all over the nation.
Wow.
Continual worship and prayer, 50 hours. Wow. So that's when we were at Memorial Park. So if you've seen my iconic photo of the big tent at night, that's when that was from.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next year, it was, he divided the country up into regions, and every region had 10 days.
Hmm.
So my crazy friends and I were like, okay, we have 10 days. Let's do 14 events. You know, we didn't, that's not how it started, but we literally started with a caravan from Jupiter to Sebastian with police escort and everything.
Mm. Wow.
And then proceeded to come back down the coast with events in every county, like one or two events in every county, and ended up in Martin County. I'm trying to think what we ended up with. We had a big blowout in Martin. Oh, actually, no. The last night, we ended up back in Vero. Our friend David Ruhlman had a tent up there in Vero to finish it off. And the next year, I think, was... Yeah, that was in 2020.
Did COVID, the COVID have a problem year, with that?
The world shut down, so we went out into the
country. There you go.
We were out in public.
So that was a plus
worshiping the Lord.
Sense.
That was awesome.
Yeah.
And then in 21, we were at the fairgrounds for 30 hours.
The Martin County Fairgrounds?
Martin County Fairgrounds.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of the picture that haunted me this year. In 22, nothing happened, but then last year we did a few small events. But this year I was thinking, trying to think of the story. So back in like January, they had a big tent in Tampa because God had moved David Bradshaw to Tampa because things are going on there. So my husband and I went there. And then a few months later, he announced that there was going to be a thing in November. He did this video and said, okay, these are the dates in November. I put it on my calendar. And then it was like radio silence. Nobody heard anything. Nobody said anything. The video itself disappeared. But I had those dates in my calendar. I'm like, Lord, I want to do something. What do you want me to do? And I through the months asking him, what do we do? What do we do? Carol jumped in. Carol, for a while, got more excited than I did. I kept wanting to give up, but God kept encouraging me.
Amen.
And like one thing that happened was I'm always on my laptop. I cycle through all these pictures. Like every 12 hours or so, I have a new background picture.
Oh, yeah.
But one day, this picture came up of that sign of us at the fairgrounds. I go, okay, that's cool. And it kind of was bittersweet. It's like, you know, it was great. Why can't we do it again? Whatever. And that weekend, God gave me a lot of encouragement and prayer. And I came back, and the picture was still there. And it was still there. And it's for 5.5 days that picture sat on my computer.
It didn't recycle.
It,
oh, yeah.
it did not.
The screensaver, yep. Mm.
So I'm like, okay, I surrender. Let's do it. But we still didn't know where. Mm-hmm. And we were here with Jonathan a couple of weeks ago.
You were here on Wednesday
like,
Live.
Yeah. What are you going to do? I'm like, I have no idea. Great. So like my default setting was always to go to Flagler Park because we've had several events in Flagler Park. And, you know, those great big pavilions, they kind of look like tents, and I think they're cool. Mm-hmm. And actually, a year ago today, we were there at Flagler Park and doing, you know, I almost saw it as a failure because nobody showed up except my friends from Orlando and a couple of other people. God's like, no, it wasn't a failure. You did what I asked you to do when you lifted up my name.
Mm-hmm.
So this year, it's going to be taking it to the next level. So we're going to be at Flagler Park. It's going to be the 22nd and the 23rd, Friday and Saturday. And I felt like I couldn't back out because my friend, let me tell you about this guy. His name's Daniel Strickland. He's from the Orlando area, and he and his wife and friends have a ministry called Without Walls Music. And we kind of met them through 10 America. They agreed to come down. They're willing to throw up their equipment in a parking lot for 3 hours in the blazing sun, playing to an audience of almost no one, just to worship the Lord.
Oh,
because that's their hearts, and they love it. They love coming down whenever they can, whenever they're not in Colombia or Africa or whatever. So they agreed back in August that they would come down, and they put themselves on the schedule for Friday and Saturday.
So that's this Friday and
this
Saturday.
This Friday and Saturday. They are going to be here at that pavilion.
What time?
They're going to be here in the evening on Friday, and I think at 11 o'clock on Saturday. But I'm going to open up the event at about 10 in the morning. I'm going to show up. I'm going to do what I always do, show up, hang out, worship the Lord, and anybody who wants to join me can come join me.
Now, for those listening that may not be familiar with this area, Flagler Park is in downtown Stuart, Florida. It's right on the river. It's a great spot. My wife and I love to go down there all the time.
It's beautiful.
And there's adequate parking, unless 20,000 people show up, in which case that could be a challenge. But that's okay.
We will accommodate, right?
Yes, we will. God will provide.
God will provide. But God has a special place in his heart for Ted America. I know this because of the reports that I get, the testimonies of people, and you've shared a lot of them here on the air with us over the last few years, that attend Tent America. A lot of great things happen. God has, and you know, here's another thing, and we'll just say, God is not into numbers. God is into quality over quantity.
Yes.
Now, sometimes there's both, you know, and it depends on what God is doing, how he's moving. But, and I get, because being a pastor, I will tell you, and of all you other pastors listening out there, if you haven't, God hasn't helped you turn the corner on this, maybe this will help. It's not about head count on Sunday morning. It's about heart count.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
It's about what God is doing in the people that he has sent to for you to shepherd, for you to lead, for you to disciple, and for you to know you're not doing it alone. It's Holy Spirit work, and you should have other people in the vineyard helping you do the harvesting and the training. But so for this event that's coming up this weekend, the 22nd and 23rd in Flagler Park, God has already ordained the people who are going to be there, the people who are going to show up, and what he's going to do. He already knows.
Amen.
And my thing is, look, if you're in a listening area here, you may be in Melbourne or you may be down in Miami.
Yep.
or gosh, you may even be in the Western Bahamas where we broadcast, listening to this, and God's going to touch your heart in one of many ways.
Amen.
One is to pray for this event this weekend. We can all do that.
Mm-hmm.
Secondly is maybe, and for those of you on the extremes of our coverage area, he may still be saying, I want you to be there.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he also may be saying, well, I want you to pray, and no, you don't have to be there, but you need to send money. Now, for those people that are hearing that, is there a way for donations to be given for this 10 America event?
Unfortunately, not really. We have not set up. We have a bank account, but it kind of didn't work out right. But so I really don't know what to say.
Okay, I wasn't sure. We hadn't covered this before.
No.
But, you know, everything like this costs money.
Send it here and then just mark it.
Yeah.
And you could. Yes, you could mail it.
That'd be terrific.
I mean, that obviously it's going to be
after the fact, probably.
After the fact, because you know how mail is today.
Mm-hmm.
And so, but we can, if you wanted to send a check or a money order, don't send cash. But if you send a check or money order to the station, WCNO, and that's the best way is our 2960 Southwest MAPP Street in Road. Street and roads that look much alike. 2960 Southwest MAPP Road, Palm City, Florida, 34990. For Tent America,
mm-hmm.
You do have an account, right?
Yep.
So a check made out to Tent America could be deposited?
Yes.
Right? Okay. So that's how you can do it. You send it to us, check made out to Tent America, and we'll make sure they get it. Because these events, money just doesn't fall out of the sky. I mean, sometimes it does. It's never done that for me. I've had money fall out of my wallet
frequently,
but these do cost money, and God calls His people to give. So we're coming up on another break. Let's go ahead and take the break, and then we come back. Kathy and Carol both want to talk specifically about what you anticipate what you anticipate happening during this particular Tent America event. How's that? Mm-hmm.
Sounds good.
The Treasure Coast Christian Alliance is a growing association of leaders from the business, civic, and ministry areas on the Treasure Coast of Florida. In these blessed communities, we reside, work, play, and pray together. Our mission is to encourage strong relationship among God's people through Holy Spirit-anointed fellowship. Leaders inspired to overcome barriers to Christian unity bring God's people together on the common ground of the gospel. For more information, visit us online at tccalliance.com or reach us by phone at 772-324-9313.
Revival's in the air. The kingdom of God is here. This is Luann Linneken, the host of Kingdom Recovery. I invite you to join me every Friday at 5 p.m. right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. Kingdom Recovery is a live, cutting-edge program where I will be talking about God's saving, healing, and delivering power. Don't miss it. Revival's in the air.
Welcome back to the front line. Well, gosh, we're halfway through the hour here, and we've covered a lot of ground. There's a lot of ground yet to cover. We have Carol Scott and Kathy Gedemke with us today, both with the Glow International, and particularly their investment of time, talent, and treasure, I'm sure.
Amen.
In the upcoming Tent America event, which is happening in Stuart at Flagler Park, which is downtown Stuart. Right off the river in the river walk there. And it's going to be starting at 10 a.m. on Saturday.
Friday,
I'm sorry. 10 a.m. on Friday. And then it'll run through Saturday evening?
Saturday, whenever I get tired and want to go home.
Whenever you get tired and want to go home. Okay.
Are you going to stay there? You're not going to go to sleep?
I will be there.
Even through the evening?
We'll see.
Okay.
We'll see. Well, so we have, I know, and we talked about 10 America in general being an evangelistic opportunity, a means whereby local people get involved in bringing the gospel to other local people. And but what in particular do you plan on seeing happen during this 10 America?
Okay, well, the main tagline for 10 America is worship, prayer, and gospel proclamation. So okay. It's primarily okay. Worship through the vehicle of music.
Amen.
But people can pray, they can read scriptures. No preaching, but you know, if you want to give the gospel, that's fine. People can evangelize. They often have, you know, teams going out. But
so when you say that, you're going to have a central place where people can address the crowd,
right? With what, the microphone and everything. Yeah,
you're going to have a sound and everything like that, so they can, whatever's on their heart, they can, God's put there, they can share.
Yes.
But aren't there also, like, within, under the tent, if you will, little groups that gather and share and pray for each other?
Yeah, they can do that as well. Ministry happens all the time. You know, we're definitely led by the Holy Spirit. There have been times when people get drawn in off the street and, you know, find themselves getting saved, healed, and delivered. God's done many amazing things, not just with, through our group, but through many groups. And again, that's the thing I love about 10 America is that another thing they say is, you know, anyone, anywhere. So those that are out in the Bahamas or whatever, if they can't come, they can pop up their own tent and do this.
Yes, right.
Worship the Lord and just basically, like they say, make the worth of Jesus go viral.
Yeah.
Amen.
Let the world see what that he is the king and he's worthy to be praised.
Amen. Amen.
And I like that you mentioned that because I love the true spontaneity is Holy Spirit work,
Amen.
I believe.
Amen. Yes.
And that while you're hearing this broadcast today, and yes, while we're talking about a specific event here in Stuart, what Kathy just said just points out what God loves to do in the body of Christ is get his people spontaneously to do something in the world.
Amen.
And if you live wherever you live, you know what? That's part of the world. And if you, there may be people that will say, hey, I would love to put up a tent on my front lawn. Forget the HOA. You know what I mean? Okay. Some people live in HOAs. Well, no, you can't do that. Well, you know, you can do whatever God says you can do. And hopefully there's no restrictions. But, you know, the point is, or you can go to a local park, if you know, and say, hey, can we have a little space here?
Yeah. One of the things that, as we started to pray about this 10 America, of course, we're thinking of a big tent and, of course, the worship groups coming. But one of the things the Lord really laid on my heart is this is not a tent as such. Of course, we didn't know we weren't going to have a tent. But this was going to be a place of meeting with the Lord. Amen. He made that so clear.
Amen.
Yes.
It would be meeting the Lord.
Amen.
And as we have proceeded, and of course, it didn't look like we were going to have a spot for a tent, the Lord laid this on my heart. Where is your faith when it doesn't happen the way we have planned?
Amen.
Where is your faith? Where is your faith?
That's good.
And he's already said he's going to meet there. And I remembered, who knows who started this. If you get lemons, make lemonade.
Yes,
and
for sure.
This morning, the Lord is so funny. I'm telling you, he just enjoys himself. And so this morning, as I was thinking, I said, Lord, we're just going to make lemonade. And he laid on my heart, you know, well, what do you need? You need a little sugar. Well, we'd already planned. We decided that we would give out waters. And I said, well, I'll make cookies. Well, what is cookies? Sugar.
So, right, there you go.
Anyway, just come out with us, worship the Lord. You're going to meet Jesus. I'm telling you, you're going to meet Jesus. And when you meet Jesus, everything in your life changes. I'm telling you.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Well, it gets sweeter and sweeter.
You're following the biblical model because God met with the people in the tabernacle.
Yeah,
the tent
that's
in
what
the
I'm
desert.
Thinking too. Yeah. Yeah.
And he originated that idea. You're following through with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And to our listeners, at this point in the broadcast, you may have a question or a comment for either Kathy or Carol or both of them. We do not have anybody in the lobby to take phone calls today. But if you want to send an email question or comment, you can send it to WCNO@WCNO.com. I have the computer up here in the studio, and I will be looking for emails, and I'll be happy to convey any question or comment that you have. That's WCNO@WCNO.com. Feel free to use that avenue. And
amen.
There we go. We'd love to hear from you if we can.
Yeah.
We still have a lot of reticent listeners out there. They really don't want to, you know, even when we do have someone answer the phone, they don't want to call in. I don't know what it is. Anyway.
Well, you know, the problem a lot of the listeners have that want to call in and don't really is they think that what the Lord is laying on their heart is not important enough.
Yeah.
But it is.
It is.
Speaks to every one of us in our heart.
Yes.
It is.
And understand that. You may be hesitant to call in because you think it's your thoughts, but it's something God's laying on your heart that the rest of us need to hear.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Amen. You don't think it's insignificant because that's probably not God speaking to you about.
Amen.
Oh, definitely
okay?
not. Yep.
Those words
the
are
enemy
not from
telling
God.
You to be quiet.
Right. Mm-hmm. You know, just. So let's pray for Kathy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Kathy's got a frog in her throat and she doesn't remember eating one.
Yeah. Oh my, well these days.
Amen. I thought I would share this song we used to sing all the time. Something Beautiful. Something Good. All my confusion, he understood. All I had to offer him was brokenness and strife. He made something beautiful of my life.
Amen.
Amen.
That's a beautiful
Amen.
And it's God doing the work.
It's mm-hmm. absolutely. And that's through a glow at 10 America. God has a plan for your life.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll be there to pray with you if you have a need. The smallest thing, if your toe is hurting right now, come on out and just stand in the presence of the Lord. He can change everything. And it's an amazing life. I've been walking with the Lord for 50 years, and I tell you, I'm more excited about walking with him, talking with him from day to day, and it's just a great life. To know Jesus
Amen.
As your Savior.
Amen. I think it's important to speak to our listener and as a means of encouragement. I have found in the years I've been serving the Lord as a pastor and in other venues too, there are a lot of believers that have become comfortable in the very predictability of the environment they find themselves in. And sometimes the church is fairly predictable, but not always, but are uncomfortable stepping outside of that because that becomes their comfort zone. You know, as
Amen.
Human beings, we need comfort zones.
Amen.
And when we talk about events like 10 America, and especially we've heard from Kathy and from Carol, that this is a very fluid, Holy Spirit fluid event, and it's such that when people hear about events like this, and they're not getting satisfied in their hearing, that this checks all the boxes for what comforts them. They say, "Well, maybe I'll pray for him, but I won't go," you know.
Yeah.
And folks. This is from my heart to your heart, but as someone who God has certainly put in a position, unbeknownst, I mean, I didn't expect to be given in at this ministry of WCNO a place to see kind of a nice vantage point to see what God is doing in the church and in the world, but to see how God is calling people out of our comfort zones, calling Christians to go into those places that don't appeal to us as being, oh, all locked down, you know, all nice and tightened up, you know, as we love to have it. That's basically our humanity, and that's, in my view, now my personal view, and my pastoral experience, is one of the downsides of where the church has kind of got itself painted into a corner today.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely.
I love 10 America for the fact that it is truly a fluid Holy Spirit event.
Amen.
And even the organizers here this morning saying, well, you know, things have finally gotten put together, and yet, you know, we're still not entirely sure. But, you know, if you read the scriptures and you get into the Gospels particularly, and you read about I love it, the feeding of the 5,000, there's also the feeding of the 4,000. But here's a situation where, you know, for instance, the Holy Spirit pulled this. Jesus was just preaching, and he drew crowds. In this particular case, because he had a reputation, and he was out there, people were coming. They came from miles around. Mm-hmm. They came from surrounding villages out into a place big enough to take. It was 5,000 men, so you know there's women and children, so it's probably double or triple that number. And so we get the idea that the apostles were like great planners, right? Not in the beginning, no, they weren't. Jesus trusted the Spirit too, you know. So here they are, out in the middle of literally nowhere, that many people, you know, lunchtime rolls around, the disciples are getting hungry, and you know they didn't sit down at a planning meeting a couple of months ahead of time and say, well, we got to cater this event. No, they didn't. No, but the disciples themselves had no clue that they were going to have to feed 5,000 plus people.
Right.
Right?
That's right.
Now, Jesus, of course, knew this and had a plan, and the Holy Spirit moved. And one of the great nature miracles is the multiplication of the loaves and fishes. But if you don't get if you've missed the point, rather, that God is into this wonderfully spiritually organic work of the Spirit, where things just come together if the people in charge will just do what God wants them to do. This is one of those events. And for that reason alone, you shouldn't miss it.
Yeah.
David, I'm thinking about myself because I'm very much a planner and want all the, you know, I's dotted and the T's crossed, and you want to make sure that you have this done at that time.
Yeah.
But then the Holy Spirit is constantly speaking to me and be like, you need to have faith and just let the Lord lead, let the Lord lead, let the Lord lead. And that's what you are doing today for this event.
Amen.
And that's where the Lord can get the glory, because sometimes man's plans can get in the way, and then you just get in the head.
Absolutely.
Right? So
this is a problem we've all experienced.
Yes, yes.
As you guys know, I love to paint word pictures.
Yes.
And one of the analogies I love to use is eagles. When eagles have young, they put them in the nest and they take care of them and they feed them. But when it's time for those young Christian eagles to get out and fly on their own, the mom and dad start pulling the fur, all the fur and the feathers and the straw out of the nest. Because when they built the nest on the bottom, they put stones and thorns. And as they pull all the lining out of it, it becomes more and more uncomfortable for the eaglets. And they have no choice but to get out and fly.
Yeah.
And God may be calling some of you to get out of the nest and fly. Become part of some of this. Become a witness and a servant, just as the Word tells us, so that those thorns and those rocks don't hurt as bad. Once you get out flying, you won't feel them anymore.
That's right. Hey, let's fly into a break.
Amen.
Speaking of that, and then we'll be right back.
Here is the first big question. What does the Bible actually say about heaven? What does it say? We all want to go there when we die, right? Mind you, we don't want to die to get there.
This is Sam Chess from Grace Emmanuel Church inviting you to join us for the Grace Alive radio program every Friday and Saturday at 2 p.m. and twice on Sunday at 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. right here on WCNO.
Hi there, this is John Nelson with FamiliesRecover.org. We offer hope and support for families being torn apart by addiction, enabling healthy decision-making that leads to a productive and meaningful lives. You can reach us at 772-285-5828.
Well, welcome back to the front line. And with us our last 15 minutes or so of the broadcast. And we have today Carol Scott and Kathy Gademke from Aglowa International. But we're going to talk, we've been talking about the 10 America event coming up this weekend at Flagler Park in downtown Stuart, right off the Riverwalk there. It's Friday and Saturday, starting at 10 a.m. on Saturday. Friday.
And Saturday.
Friday. Let me repeat my, forget what I just said. All right, we're going to go right back, roll back to the beginning. Welcome back. And this is the problem when you have an aging co-host. Of course,
aren't you glad we get do-overs?
Yeah, we do get do-overs.
Yes.
The 10 America event in Flagler Park, downtown Stuart, next to the Riverwalk, Friday and Saturday, beginning at 10 a.m. on Friday. And then running until, as Kathy said, until she's tired on Saturday. But actually, what we've been talking about is this is Holy Spirit led. So it's going to end when the Holy Spirit says it's time to end. Mm-hmm. And that's good. And it's going to involve, you're going to have, you got some great music. Who's doing the music again?
Well, the one group that we have coming is Without Walls Music. Mm-hmm. It's a group from Orlando. Our good friends of ours are going to be doing a couple hours on Friday evening, and they'll be back again on Saturday at about 11 o'clock. The rest will be whoever shows up, or if not, we've got our trusty little speaker that I plug in my Amazon Prime Music into.
And okay.
I put together a list of my absolute favorite songs last year, and it was over 100 songs. So
That should be enough.
And there's always more.
And I suppose some people treat that as holy karaoke, right, if they want to sing.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, okay.
Holy karaoke,
and,
Batman.
And in the midst of all this, there will be opportunities, no preaching, but gospel sharing, whatever God's put on your heart to bring to the into the group. There'll be people wandering in, I'm sure, from the outside, have no clue what's going on, but maybe the Lord has brought them there to meet Jesus, to get saved.
Amen.
And a lot of, because this is an evangelistic event.
Why don't you give the website?
Yeah, give the website. How can people find out more about this?
So we
TreasureCoast10America.org.
Right. And we're also on Facebook. If you look up Treasure Coast 10 America, you'll find the Facebook. Now, on the website, I didn't adjust the dates. We're going to start on Thursday night, and that didn't quite pan out, but it starts, again, like you said, Friday morning. But the website's awesome. It's got some archives from what we've done from the past several years, if you want to look at that. It's got some links to the National 10 America group as well. So
awesome.
Cool. And I guess the bottom line, if the Lord's leading you to be there.
That's it.
And you know, Kathy, I'm from out in Indiantown, as you know, and we have the Hispanic churches. We have a number of Hispanic churches, and they do this maybe once a month. They have Church of God of Philadelphia, I think it is, that has a big empty lot next to the church, and they set a tent up every month. But it's all in Spanish. I'm wondering if it may not be something that we could do out there in Indiantown one time. There are several areas that I think I could get to use.
That'd be great. Appreciate that.
Yeah, I'll be in touch with you about that. We'll talk about that. Yeah,
it's sort of a growing area too out there in Indiantown, isn't it?
Might be a good way to introduce the Aglowa out there too.
Oh, that would be wonderful.
Yeah. So, speaking of Aglowa, and Ann had gotten a text request from a friend to find out more about Aglowa, and so ask that question, Ann.
So my friend was wondering, you had mentioned the lighthouses in the beginning of this program. Can you first define what are lighthouses for maybe some of our listeners who don't know what they are, and where are they located?
All right.
Kathy.
We call our meeting, our monthly meetings, lighthouses, where people can come and we share the gospel. We have speakers, and we always have lots of prayer. And, of course, food. Isn't it amazing? We have to have food. And the first Saturday of the month is Port St. Lucie, and they meet in Applebee's in Port St. Lucie, right there on US 1. And they meet at 11 o'clock from 11 to 1, and you order right off the menu. They have a separate room where we have music, we have prayer, just everyone. It's an open door to anyone to come. Now, the second of the Saturday is Steward Aglow, and Kathy's president, and they start at 9:45, and they have snacks and breakfast.
Yeah,
a lot of times they have breakfast casseroles. And of course, lots of coffee, right?
Lots of coffee
and fruit. They go until 11 o'clock, is that right?
About 12.
12 o'clock. But there's always time for prayer and sharing the good news of Jesus Christ.
Where do they meet in Stuart?
They meet in
Pine Lake Gardens.
Okay.
That's a, what would you call that?
One of those 55-plus communities.
Okay.
Yes.
In the clubhouse, then.
Yeah. The clubhouse. That's what the word I was trying to think of.
Okay.
Yeah, clubhouse. The clubhouse.
Okay. That's just about a mile south of Cove Road.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, are these meeting venues on somewhere where people could?
We do have Facebook pages that should have the information on those. We have a Stuart Facebook page. We also have an area page that mentions all the other lighthouses as well.
Mm-hmm. And what's the access for those pages? What's the... I don't do Facebook.
It's complicated, but just go to Facebook and look up Stuart Aglow International or Southeast North Aglow.
Yeah, Southeast North area. Okay.
Yeah.
Aglow. And then the third lighthouse we have is in Boynton Beach, and they meet the fourth Saturday of the month, and they have snacks, and 10 o'clock? No. 10 o'clock. Anyway, if you go to the website, you should see that. And they meet, I usually have all that information with me.
Is that Coastal Chapel?
Yeah, at Coastal Chapel. Mm-hmm. And they meet at,
You know what? That's okay, Carol.
Yeah.
Well, do you want to give out your phone number or email if anybody has any questions?
Sure. We'll be going down there. I think it's the 30th. That's the last Saturday, right?
We're
going down there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be amazing. Talk about Spanish speaking. We have an evangelist. I wish I had that. You know, I probably look it up. But if you're interested in that, of course, she'll be speaking in English. I think they will have a translator in Spanish. We do have groups that come. When we have our area, our regional meeting, our state meeting, we always have a we have both English and Spanish. So it's amazing, but our Spanish-speaking groups are really growing by leaps and bounds. Mm. So we have it, and it's so fun. It's so funny when they get together because it's amazing what God can do. But anyway, they meet there at Coastal Chapel, and I believe it is at 10:30 from 11 to 1. Anyway, if you call me, I will tell you the time. Any other day, I would have it right on here. But anyway, call me at 772-214-9742. 772-214-9742. 9742. And if you have a little group and you're interested in Glow coming to your group, we would love to do that. So let us know.
Thank you. And that's maybe some church folk that would be interested in that. Lord, touch your heart, and that's a particular focus that you want to bring into your prayer life and your evangelical life.
Yeah, Bible studies, we do have those, so yeah.
Are those, by the way, which is great, are they sort of put together, or are they, do you have like Bible study formats that
we
come through a glow?
We do have books. We start out with our Game Changers, mm-hmm. With Graham Cook, and we have videos. In fact, Stuart Aglow, they just started their Game Changers. Boynton Beach has their Game Changers going right now. It's a lot of changed our lives, you know, just think positively. That instead of asking God to help us in the situations, we ask God to give us solutions. And that just changes your whole
Amen.
Life.
Because
he already Amen. Has the solution.
He already does.
So,
I've been through the Game Changers curriculum. I was really involved in a glow back in Chicago. Oh. And I would really highly recommend
it's amazing, isn't it?
Listeners to come check out a Lighthouse. It is amazing.
And even if you've taken it before, a lot of our groups, other, we want to go through it again because you see, I mean, it's spirit-led. There's no doubt about it.
So the revelation keeps coming.
Yeah. Absolutely. So,
yeah.
And that's something I want to reiterate, that it is spirit-led.
Mm-hmm.
And that today especially, we keep talking about this, but I think it's important to bring this up. If to be able to focus on the fact God is doing something new and different today, and it involves God's people. And part of it involves us breaking out of old molds that no longer apply to what it means to be the body of Christ today. And but old molds that are broken, and the new mold you get into often restores us to God's original plan.
Amen.
And this comes as a surprise to some Christians, I know, but to be a believer today, to be a born-again believer, is to actually be willing to bring the gospel to those who don't believe.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. There's a variety of ways that happens.
Yeah.
You know,
we've got to start tearing down denominational walls.
Yes.
That's the other thing.
Amen.
Traditional biases that we have.
Yes.
God is not going to sustain any structures within the church that keep us from growing together in fellowship with others.
Mm-hmm. And as I love to say, the devil doesn't care if we go to church as long as we all go to different churches.
Mm-hmm. That's right. And that's a whole nother area of discussion, which someday we may want to focus this time on.
Sure.
Yeah, can I could just throw in a real quick a quote that the Lord, he speaks to me in interesting ways. He was one day quoting to me, Second Chronicles, that verse we all know, and he's like, you know, and turn from their wicked ways. And then he paused and he said, what could be more wicked than my children being divided from one another?
Amen.
Right on. Exactly.
We have to be unified as a church. Amen. And this event that's coming up, all
absolutely.
Churches are welcome.
All churches.
And there's
it.
Not one denomination, not one church.
Yes.
It cuts
believe,
across.
Don't believe.
Yes, exactly. Everybody. Yeah.
Right. Yep.
It cuts across denominational lines. And one of the many things that we are to do as a Christian media entity is to encourage people to do what God is telling his church to do. And one of these things is to realize that we can't be locked into one. And I'm going to say, how am I going to say this now? The Lord said, be careful how you say this. we're going to upset people anyway. But if you're imprisoned in your denominational situation, then you got to break out of that prison. And God wants you to break out of it.
Amen.
Because the body of Christ can't be the body of Christ if when we stand where we are denominationally and look at somebody else in another denominational situation and say, I don't like them.
Yep.
Or I don't want to be with them because they believe differently than me. Well, the bottom line is that we're all Christians. We all believe in the basics, right? What's essential to Christian theology, we all embrace. Our differences seem big to us, but they're not really that big.
We major in the minors.
We major in the minors. Yep. But anyway, I got to watch it because God's saying, Dave, you talk too much.
Amen. Before
we go, we don't have time.
Before we go, as a group, we wish Carol a very happy anniversary today.
Oh, thank you.
Yes, 57 years today.
Hallelujah. Really, congratulations.
Thank you.
And Carol and Kathy, thank you for coming.
Amen.
And being a part of this. And we'll just say quickly, 10 America event, Friday and Saturday, downtown Stuart at Flagler Park, starting at 10 a.m. Friday. Be there, or what do they say, be square.